Well, it's Tuesday morning, time to talk money matters with Michelle Gravel. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thanks. Jim Burden from the Gravel's office also online with us. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
A couple of weeks ago, we started talking about life insurance, and we ran out of time and said, well, let's pick this up again next week. And then, of course, last week, the stock market was going crazy, and so we had to address that. And by the way, we've survived the week, right?
We did.
So let's pick up our conversation again about life insurance. Jim, you had a story or two that you were going to share.
Yeah, I have a little expanded view of I wanted to share of life insurance. I had a gent come and talk to me a while ago. It was a grandfather that wanted to do something for his grandchildren. So what we decided was he bought a permanent life insurance on each of his grandchildren. And over the years, the grandfather paid the premiums. And the cash value that accumulated eventually got to the point where it would support the policy. Now, his grandchildren are grown, and they're starting their adult lives, and they have a very inexpensive policy, and they also have access to the cash value. And the grandfather is still with us. So he wanted to do something that was more permanent, that had value, and that's just a more expanded use of life insurance. Sometimes we can get a little bit of tunnel vision about how to use life insurance, and that's a good example of an alternative.
Yeah, that's a great example. We often think of it as just simply a way to cover expenses in our absence for family members, but it really is a good investing tool, isn't it?
Sure, it can be.
Right, it can be a very good investing tool, and that is a very good feel-good type example. But a lot of people do ask us about, you know, should we use insurance as an investment. Mm-hmm. And really it comes down to, as Jim and I and Doug always talk about, that you need to sit down with a certified financial planner or financial advisor to discuss these types of things, because it can be different in every different situation, and there are different fees associated with any type of investment that you make. Our goal is to reduce fees as much as possible, but to make sure that your investments or your money is working for you as hard as it can, doing what you want it to do. So we take a look at the difference between life insurance that has protection but also can have investments underneath that, or versus your traditional investments in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc., and take a look at what is really your objective and your goal for your money down the road. And we find, as we've mentioned in the past, people that are older tend to be overinsured, and people that are younger tend to be underinsured. And the one example I had brought up a few weeks ago is that we had a friend who knew someone who he worked with that passed away, and the daughter was the daughter of these people. I'm not telling the story straight. Her husband passed away, and the grandparents, the parents of this daughter, she had four children, and she was left. She was a stay-at-home mom with four young children and no income, and he had no life insurance. So the grandparents had to step in big time. I mean, you always step in for support and some financial help, but this was a big, big situation. And, you know, had they put some things in place, unfortunately, they would have been better protected if they had done that. And as grandparents or parents, you can and think about that ahead of time in case something happens like that. And if it doesn't, as Jim said, there's a good ending side to it, that it's a pass-along gift to your children in the future or grandchildren.
Right. Yeah, there are so many different kinds of life insurance, too, aren't there?
Well, that's the important thing, why you do a little bit of an analysis, or actually an extensive analysis, because there are, the main component is you always want to have the protection and for the life insurance. That's the main thing. But with different types of insurance, and you may have heard these terms, there's term insurance, whole life insurance, universal life insurance. The expenses are different. The cost structure is different. The premiums are different. But one of the things about permanent insurance that's different than the term is the permanent insurance, the premiums don't change. So if you can budget for that and it suits your situation, you can be older and not have those premiums go up. Just like the example I gave you, that the children, the grandchildren that have the policy, their premiums are basically similar to what they've always been. But you have the cash value component that's helping that out. But you have to take a look at that, and that's part of what we do as an analysis with individuals.
Yeah, so that's something to consider. We don't often talk about life insurance as it pertains to your financial plan, but it certainly does need to be part of the conversation, doesn't it?
Sure.
Right. It's definitely part of the whole big picture, taking a look, like I had mentioned, if you're overinsured or underinsured, or maybe you're just right. But it always, you know, helps to take a second look or get a second opinion on every aspect, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your plans at work, your goals for retirement. All of that comes into play that when we sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll let everybody know how they can get a hold of the Gravels at the office in just a moment. But, Michelle, do you have a money-saving tip for us today?
Yeah, I just have a fun one. I actually had a client who mentioned to me, you know, you haven't talked about the dollar store in so many years.
Yeah.
Remember, Paul, we kind of were on a roll with that for a while. And so I said, well, I'll mention something. So one thing I found over the years is that the dollar store is great for certain things that everyone knows and not so great for other things.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing in the greeting card section, maybe not so much for greeting cards in particular, individual cards, but if you need blank note cards or thank you cards, and in some cases children's invitations, you can find some really nice cards on good quality stock. And what you write inside of a thank you note is really the most important thing. They just say thank you on the front, depending on if it's business or a friendship or a children's thing. They have some really good quality cards there that you know, you get 8 with the envelopes for a dollar.
There you go. That's a good deal. I wouldn't do all of my shopping at the dollar store, but it's amazing how many things you can buy that are good quality that you can definitely save money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, good stuff. How do folks reach the Gravels at the office?
Sure. You can reach us at our toll-free number, 800-668-7135, or through the WPHM radio station and at any Tri-County bank or bank branch.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. That's Jim Burton and Michelle Gravel. They're with us on Tuesdays at this time to talk money matters. And as always, we remind you that the securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only, not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing.